And now it's time for the WXXI Business Report, and News Director Randy Gorman is here. Morning, Randy. I guess we're going to talk this morning about energy and jobs, right?
And that is something Beth, the governor, likes to talk about a lot these days. He's pushing along with the state a major clean energy initiative. This, of course, in the wake of President Trump's recent decision to withdraw from that Paris Climate Accord. The governor late last week announcing $1.5 billion for renewable energy projects, things like solar arrays, wind, fuel cell technology, the goal to achieve New York getting 50% of its power from renewables by the year 2030. The governor says the investment will produce about 40,000 clean energy jobs by 2020. And speaking of this announcement, one thing I want to key in on here is the involvement with Cornell University. They've got something called the Worker Institute, the ILR School, as the School of Industrial and Labor Relations. The statement from Cornell notes that Lara Skinner, who's an associate director for the Institute, began an initiative 3 years ago to work with unions in the building, energy, and transportation sectors that would be impacted by a transition, she says, to a low-carbon economy. And Cornell says the effort is manifested in this recent announcement, trying to create tens of thousands of jobs. Of course, the governor and other governors, Democratic governors specifically, trying to counter arguments from the Trump administration that the Paris Accord would be bad for the U.S. economy. Speaking of the local economy, Greater Rochester Enterprise projecting the 2019 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship at Oak Hill will have about a $42 million economic impact. They're basing that on various kinds of formulas they use in events like this, things like state, local, federal taxes, the effects on restaurants, hotels, motels. I think those numbers always been kind of a moving target, Beth, with some of the other big events we've had around the area, but certainly you and I have both been here for a number of events at Oak Hill, and it has brought in thousands of people and certainly has to generate a lot of money for the local economy.
Oh, yeah, just through personal observations, the last time I think it was the PGA Championship was at Oak Hill. We forgot about that, I don't know how, for a moment, and my husband and I went down to the Village of Pittsburgh to have a bite on a Saturday afternoon, and boy,
good luck.
It was standing room only, and it was really good to see.
Yeah, and they always hope, obviously, they have all these hospitality suites. The hope is that some of these will end up in business deals being forged. You know, you bring people to the area, kind of get them to like the whole climate of the area, get them interested in the economy locally, and hopefully, at least GRE is hoping that it turns into some companies coming here down the road. Real briefly, I don't think I mentioned this previously, Harris Beach, big law firm, has a number of offices, naming former state Senator Mike Nozzolio as a partner. He was a counsel with the law firm for some time, but of course, you know, he had that heart surgery last year. He's doing okay as far as we know, but did retire from the state Senate. So he's going to be focusing on a number of areas, but they note that he has a lot of experience, speaking of Cornell, with the Viticulture and Wine Center at FLCC, as well as the Institute for Food Safety at Cornell, and they hope that'll help them with trying to work through those kinds of legal issues with the food and beverage industry. And finally, I want to mention Radio Shack, of course. For those of us who grew up in a certain era, went to them often for all kinds of parts and electronics. They have been on tough times, obviously, in recent years, and they said last week they're closing more stores. They'll have only 72 company-owned stores remaining when all the latest cuts are done, including one left in this area in Webster. And a side note, those of us, as I say, in the radio business and just enthusiasts in general for hobby and electronics, always had a place to go to for that headphone jack or small radio, whatever. And now, you know, where are we going to go?
I guess that explains your black armband this morning, right?
I'm wearing right over my XXI badge, yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's too bad.
Sad note.
All right, Randy, thank you.
All right.
The Business Report every Monday at this time on Morning Edition.